Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. Long after summer is over, the Tony Home Permanent you give yourself today will still be as lovely as ever. That's because your Tony waves are guaranteed to last just as long, look just as lovely as a $15 beauty shop wave, or your money back. Yes, shampoo after shampoo, swim after swim, rain after rain, your Tony wave stays in. And the Tony kit, complete with plastic curlers, costs only $2. No wonder more than 1 million women a month use Tony for the most natural-looking waves they've ever had. Today, give yourself a Tony Home Permanent. Be sure to follow the simple directions, and you'll find it's easy to give yourself a lovely Tony Home Permanent, the wave that gives that natural look. T-O-N-I. Tony. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. About 7:30 in the evening, a mild summer's evening in late June, it's still quite light, with the setting sun visible in the distant horizon. And on Mason Street, a few blocks from the Page Memorial Hospital, walks a rather forlorn and distracted figure. It's Nora Drake coming home to her apartment.
Is that you, Nora?
Yes, Dad, it's me.
Well, Nora, what happened? Didn't you go to the hospital?
Yes, I went there.
Well, what are you doing home so soon?
There wasn't anything for me to do at the hospital.
Nothing for you to do? I don't understand. Miss Fuller called you, and the way you spoke...
It was a mistake, Dad. Will you let it go at that? Why all these questions anyway? Can't I have a moment's peace? Dad, I'm sorry. I don't know why I take it out on you. It certainly isn't your fault.
Nora, what happened?
I've been suspended.
What?
That's right, Dad. I'm relieved of all further duty. I'm to report to Dr. Jensen the first thing tomorrow morning.
But, Nora, how did it happen? Why have they suspended you?
Because after 7 years, Dad, I've suddenly become a blundering incompetent. They've discovered that I'm not to be trusted with a patient.
Nora, stop talking nonsense. Will you please tell me what happened?
Well, I told you that Mrs. Turner had a relapse. That isn't quite true. She was given medication when she shouldn't have been. That's why she's on the critical list again.
Who gave her the medication?
Someone who didn't know any better.
Well, that couldn't have been you, Nora.
Thank you, Dad. That's awfully sweet of you.
Nora, what really happened? Who gave that woman the medicine?
I told you I was suspended, didn't I? Mrs. Turner is one of my patients. I'm responsible.
In other words, you didn't do it, but you're taking the blame.
I had no choice. If I was stupid enough to... Well, there's no point in going into that. The damage has already been done.
What were you going to say, Nora?
Nothing.
You're covering up for someone, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Why should I cover up for Peggy Martinson? Forget it.
Peggy Martinson? And you aren't covering up for her. You're taking the blame.
Yeah, forget it. I've been all through this. I'm not shielding Peggy Martinson. I'm not being noble and heroic, I assure you. There's just nothing I can do about it. Peggy's denied it, and that's that. I was stupid enough to let her go in and out of Mrs. Turner's room, and I'm paying for it now. That's all there is to it.
Nora, I don't like it. You're paying for something you haven't done. At least, why don't you tell Dr. Jensen about Peggy Martinson? Nora, are you going to take this lying down? Are you going to let everything you work for be destroyed? Are you going to let...
Dad, please. I don't want to hear any more about it. It's enough. It's enough.
Nora, don't do that. Nora.
I'm all right.
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Dr. Jensen.
What for?
If you won't expose Peggy Martinson, I will.
Dad, put that phone down.
Dad, put that phone down.
Did you hear me? Oh, Dad, I know you mean well. But please, promise that you won't interfere. I want your solemn promise that you won't speak to anyone about this. Dad.
All right, Nora. I promise.
And please don't look so miserable. Dad, if you're thinking about what I said earlier in the day, forget it. I said that I've had nothing but hard luck this last year. Well, I was wrong. This last year brought the two of us together again. And for that alone, I'm very grateful.
And now, let's look in on another apartment only a few blocks away. Dr. Ken Martinson has just come home after a long day at the hospital and is greeted by his wife.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Peg.
Well?
Well, what?
You know, if you ever came home like a good conventional husband and kissed me, I think I'd fall flat on my face.
Which shows you how considerate I am, Peg.
Oh, don't worry about my face.
Is that better?
Uh-huh. Lots. Anything unusual happening at the hospital?
No, it's the same old routine.
Uh-huh. How's Mrs. Turner doing?
She's still on the critical list.
I see. Well, I certainly hope she comes out of it all right. I suppose Nora must be quite upset.
I suppose so. I'm rather fond of Mrs. Turner myself.
Yes, I know. That's why you and Nora have been spending so much time with her.
Just what does that mean?
Don't be so touchy, darling. I didn't mean anything by it.
Didn't you?
No. Goodness, it's gotten so I can't even mention Nora's name without your jumping on me.
All right, skip it.
Yes, I guess we're both a little on edge, aren't we, dear? Shall I get you a drink?
No, thanks.
Was Nora still at the hospital when you left?
I don't know, Peg. I don't keep track of her all day, in spite of what you think. Why do you ask?
Well, I was just wondering if she spoke to you about me.
What do you mean?
Nothing special. I just thought she... Oh, forget it. It isn't important. Now, what are we going to do tonight for excitement? You know, I think we really ought to go out. We haven't been any place in weeks.
I thought you were all set to take a vacation.
Oh, yes, I was, but I called that off.
Why?
I told you. I decided to wait until we could both go.
I see.
You think you might change your mind?
Not a chance, Peg. I'm much too busy.
Well, we have an evening together, anyhow.
I meant to tell you, I have to go back to the hospital.
Maybe if we went to... You have to go back to the hospital. Why?
Peg, isn't it enough if I tell you I have to go back?
You've been there since early this morning. You might as well take a room at the hospital.
Maybe I will.
Ken, this is ridiculous. Don't you give the hospital enough of your time? What do you want to do? Do you have to spend 24 hours a day there?
Maybe you've forgotten something. I have a patient who's dying.
Yes, I know all about that. And if it weren't a patient, it'd be some other excuse. Just anything so that you won't have to spend an evening with me. Well, it was very thoughtful of you to come home for dinner, anyhow. I wonder why you bothered.
It's about an hour later now, and Ken Martinson, back at the hospital, has just come out of Mrs. Turner's room when he meets Rose Fuller in the corridor.
How is she, Doctor?
Still the same. Mm-hmm. Have you arranged for a night special?
Yes, that's all taken care of.
Good. Well, let's hope there's a break before morning.
But does that mean you intend to spend the night here?
I don't know yet. I'll see.
You've been with her constantly, haven't you?
Well, hasn't been as bad as all that. But why do you ask? Do you think I'm losing my professional detachment?
No, I wasn't worried about that.
What are you worried about? And by the way, there must be a lot of extras on Mrs. Turner's bill by this time, with special nurses, medication, and so on. And I was wondering, well, I could take care of...
Oh, now, don't tell me you want to pay the bill.
Well, she hasn't too much money, you know.
Don't worry about it, Doctor. The hospital has a fund for that sort of thing.
Oh. Miss Fuller, when did you see Nora last?
A few hours ago. Why?
I guess she's pretty much upset, isn't she? Although I still can't understand it, Nora, making a mistake like that.
Did you speak to her about it?
I spoke to her this afternoon.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean she let you think she did it?
Didn't she?
Well, if that isn't just like Nora, of course she didn't. She had absolutely nothing to do with it. And what's more, she knew all along who did do it. It was your wife.
More about Nora Drake in just a moment. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Vivian Conrad of Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Conrad has lovely golden hair and is wearing it in easy curls framing her face. In her letter, she asked, which part of my hair is naturally curly? Well, Mrs. Conrad, it all seems completely natural, so you'll have to let us in on the secret.
Well, it's quite simple. The top of my hair is natural curly, and the underneath hair is the hair that has the Tony.
Well, I see. And how did you come to decide to try Tony?
Well, I had given it to my daughter and found that it was very successful, and I didn't like machine waves that I had gotten at the beauty operator. And I decided that if it was so successful for my daughter, I should try it for myself.
Speaking of your daughter, how many Tonys has she had?
Four.
Four, I see. How old is daughter?
Nine.
Good for her. What are your reasons for liking Tony, other than that the wave is so natural, Mrs. Conrad?
Well, my first reason was that the first wave that I had given Judy, it was economical because my husband was then in the Navy. Mm-hmm. But now it's for better grooming, no matter what the price.
Tell me this, how do your friends like your Tony?
Oh, I have so many friends that have Tony in Lewistown and Altoona, Pennsylvania, that it speaks for itself with the number.
I see. That's well. I want to thank you very much, Mrs. Conrad. And you know, ladies, a Tony wave looks just as lovely, lasts just as long as a $15 beauty shop permanent. And yet the Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2. The plastic curlers can be used again and again. For your next Tony, months later, all you need is the Tony refill for only $1, and yet there is no finer wave at any price. And that's why every month, another million women use Tony Home Permanent. And for Tony Home Permanent. And for the gift of a lifetime, a lovely 17-jewel Bulova wristwatch and a Tony refill so you can have your next Home Permanent on us.
Thank you.
Ken Martinson's first reaction is one of amazement. It never occurred to him that Peggy, who had been in and out of Mrs. Turner's room for weeks, could have been responsible. And as Rose Fuller watches him now and sees amazement give way to anger, such anger as she's seldom seen in anyone's eyes, she almost regrets having told him. Almost, but not entirely. For Rose has very little use for Peggy Martinson. In fact, as little use for her as her own husband has. Even in the hardest water, you can get soft water shampooing. Yes, Tony Cream Shampoo gives you soft water shampooing. Enriched with lanolin, Tony Cream Shampoo rinses away dandruff instantly and brings out all the natural beauty of your hair. So get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave. Be sure to stay tuned for Katie's Daughter, which follows immediately over many of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.